ABC Radio Australia.
A number of family planning organisations in Papua New Guinea have come out publicly to voice their disappointment that their recent bids for funding from Australia have been knocked back. Experts are warning that it could affect maternal health and family planning right across PNG and make it especially hard for women living in remote communities. It all comes as Australia undertakes right now a landmark review of its aid budget, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
Each year, Wendy Steen travels with a group of nurses to some of PNG's most remote communities. She does it as part of the Space and Piccanini Project, a group she founded in 2010 that provides contraceptive implants to women.
Here we are at the Frida River, beautiful view this morning.
She says access to safe and reliable contraception is integral to the well-being and survival of women and families in PNG.
Humanitarian crisis, I see it, because there's food security issues. There's islands out here in Milne Bay where there's people there that don't have food. It will be a humanitarian disaster down the track. They're threatened because of the overpopulation.
Space and Piccanini has long relied on private donations from Australia to deliver its services. Their recent application for Australian government support through the incentive fund was knocked back. Wendy Steen says she's very disappointed.
They need to prioritise and listen to the people. They don't need to have all these children to be able to support because they can't. We're living in poverty and they're subsistence farmers where the women do most of the work and they have a right to have family planning.
Other sources have told Pacific Beat that they believe the Australian aid program is stepping back its support to NGOs that deliver direct health services. Marie Stopes International is one of the largest providers of contraception and family planning services in PNG. It was recently told their three-year grant from Australia, which is due to end in April, will only be renewed to half its previous levels. Chris Turner is the regional director of Marie Stopes and says he's worried about the impact.
We're looking at staffing cuts of about a third. But the impact, if we look at what we were able to accomplish last year, we delivered about 64,000 family planning services, most of those long-term methods, which provide a much greater health impact. So we would probably be looking at those reducing by up to half next year.
Chris Turner doesn't believe the Australian government is specifically targeting family planning services for funding cuts, but he does believe its approach to health services is changing.
DFAT is re-strategizing around how they're going to work in the health sector going forward. That does mean we're told an impact on the budget levels that we've been able to program over the last 3 years.
These groups also argue the government's approach to foreign aid funding has been inconsistent. Between 2014 and 2019, Australia's health spending in PNG reduced by more than $10 million. But for this financial year, health spending is projected to rise. Reproductive health expert Catherine Folkes says the uncertainty of aid funding is affecting women on the ground.
And you can understand more broadly how a community can be concerned around, is this organisation, is this service going to stay, is it not? Because there's a history of they coming and going, which is out of the hands most time of an organisation such as Murray Stopes. It's not up to them how they get funded and by how much. They just respond to those changing decisions.
The Australian government is currently seeking feedback on its planned overhaul of the aid sector, the first of its kind in almost 7 years. Ms. Folkes says it's an ideal time for the government to reconsider how it funds health services in the region.
It's another opportune time to really think about what those impacts are and think about what it means for the lives of women and families when funding for services such as sexual reproductive health, family planning are no longer being made available or contracted. So therefore we're talking about the closure of services.